I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, yeah, run it, run it. Ooh, I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah.
What's up, Jicky fam?
And we back with another podcast, bro.
It's podcast time, guys. This is something we love doing is talking, all right?
Yeah, we talk. You talk, bro.
But we talk, bro.
No, you talk, bro.
I mean, we have
even,
to talk.
Even when we live, bro, you talk.
But that's the whole point of these videos, bro.
And then the fans say, oh, it's podcast time.
Exactly. So this is where we're going to be obviously bringing you guys more flavors, more content, podcast form. Every Wednesday, right, Costa? Every Wednesday?
No, I'm down with every Wednesday.
I think it's time to buckle up. We promised, cool, we disappeared, but now we're here.
We come up with all the topics, you exactly. know, especially what's going down in the music right now.
Yeah,
and there's all... Kendrick, J. Cole, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, form of 30-40 minutes. We'll try to bring all kinds of entertainment value to the podcast form. So, guys, want to say love you incredibly. If you're new, hit that subscribe. If you guys... are part of the family, you already know, and we do apologize for being we disappeared, bro. We did disappear.
We did disappear
on the podcast.
No lie, on the podcast. Yeah, bro, the last update was July 2023, bro.
Yeah, but this is what we're bringing to the table on today's episode. Is we're going to be talking about the struggles of being
a content creator.
And I think the biggest factor for us is that we're content creators at heart, but we have full-time jobs.
A lot of people don't understand that. We do 50 hours of work, full-time jobs. Okay, we got to pay the bills. We got to pay, bro, our phone bills.
The mortgage, bro. Mortgage,
car. Phone bills, the gas, bro. The car needs gas.
I have to pay you fake eyes, bro.
But no, I'm saying it, though.
No, it's...
People don't understand that.
No.
And we do 50 hours full-time.
Some people don't understand that because a lot of people don't follow us to the amount where they see us talk about these issues.
Well, now, then after work, we have to come here,
yeah.
You know, build up content, which then your mind is blocked.
What's the steps of making content before we film? There's so much that goes on, right?
A lot, bro.
Right?
There's a lot.
Yeah. Research. Writing the ideas.
Exactly.
What are we reacting?
Exactly.
Is it going to be a good video? Is it going to be a flop? Right?
I feel you on that.
Because right now, it's like we do 100 videos. Not all 100 are going to get posted.
No.
Because they're going to be flops.
Sometimes we post and it flops.
Yeah, and then we get disappointed.
Very disappointed.
And then we are in our own minds. And we're like, is it all worth it? You know?
Sometimes we think, we're like, yo, do we stop music? Do we stop, you know, like...
Well... We look at the way we do music because a lot of people want X amount of reactions, and I don't think we have that in our system to give X amount of reactions, especially with the volume that these rappers are going at, bro.
It's ridiculous, man. But sometimes you're like, no, I'm not going to do it, bro.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's, you know? Jesus Christ, bro. These albums are 23 songs, 26 songs.
Yeah, that's
songs.
A lot, bro. Like... You know, we have a life too, you know, to like...
Do we have a life though? I think my life is gone.
Yeah, my life is gone.
My mom was happy that we went to go see a movie yesterday, bro.
Oh, she was, bro?
Yeah, she's like, God damn, hallelujah, bro.
Yo, it's been a while, man, for real.
It's just ridiculous, man. And it's funny because sometimes we come here on a Saturday to film and we don't film. It's not that we're procrastinating. We're fatigued. We're tired because we're looking at the list of songs that just came out, and we can't pick which one to do because if we do this one, then you're gonna get upset that we didn't do that one. And if we do that one,
yeah, but that's the thing. With music reactions, you gotta drop it the day it comes out, bro.
Trend.
Yeah.
Talk about trend.
Because yo, by the time we finish work, by the time we upload it, bro, it's done.
It's finished.
No one's clicking.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Oh. That's our issue because we Thursday night music comes out.
Yeah, midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, I gotta go home, gotta sleep, bro. No, not even that, bro.
I gotta wake up at 6:30. Ideally,
bro.
Let's say we'd wake up on Friday, we'd do it during the day and post it. But no, because we have to go work. We finish by 6 o'clock. By the time you come here, eat and film, that's 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, it's probably we'll be done filming. 9 o'clock, we'll be done editing. 10 o'clock, we'll be like
upload
and then we get one view.
And then it's a flop.
And then it's a flop till the next day, and hopefully it picks up. And it does pick up.
It does pick up during the week, bro.
But it just hurts the channel more than anything. That's what a lot of people don't understand about YouTube. Content could either be a winner, or content could be either a loss. Bro. Yeah, a loser, yeah.
Yeah, a loser, bro. It can hurt your channel
hard. It can hurt your channel real difficult. Especially after Greece, you can see like a bit, because we don't post as much during Greece. So when we come back, it's very hard to pick up.
But this year we're gonna have a plan when we're going.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
We have a nice plan. We're gonna build up content for it.
Yeah, a nice library of content.
And we're gonna do like what these streamers do, bro. Real life streams. What is it?
IRL. In real life.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things we're gonna be bringing to the table, and it's the biggest thing for us is really connecting with you guys. That's the most important thing for us. And obviously bringing entertainment. That's one other thing. We're not just regular reactors where we sit down and we nod our heads. There's a lot of these reaction channels, they either listen to the song, they know when is the cue, they do something, whatever, and then they move on. But us, it's like, it's all press record.
That's it, bro.
But that's the thing, we bring the energy, and the energy is not just like it's hard to bring that energy sometimes, especially when you're tired. So a lot of things happen, let's say, during Greece and now, which brought our energy a little bit down and brought our motivation down on creating.
I don't know why though.
I don't know. It's just disappointment. It's just disappointment.
Well, all I know is October was the best month that we had.
Absolutely.
Halloween was the best month that we ever had.
But a lot of things happened in my life. A lot of things happened in your life. And then it was very difficult to kind of bring that hype train, I would say, to on YouTube.
Yeah, but I feel like slowly we're picking it up, bro.
Yeah, because we're re-brainstorming, redesigning the content. Because that's another thing I want to bring to the table to, as a content creator. You're doing the same shit.
Bro, I feel robotic, bro.
Yo, you're doing the same thing over and over and over. And let's talk about it, man. And a rapper comes out with a song. Let's bring Lil TJ to the topic, okay? Great artist. I mean, fun when he was fresh and new in my mind. But now it's like...
It's repetitive,
it's the
bro.
Same shit. Like, what else do you want me to say about him, bro? What else? No, absolutely. Same with other like Juice. Same with like Lil Peep. Great. I love them. They're fantastic artists. What else do you want from me? What else do you want me to say? I understand that music is great. I'm going to nod my head. I'm having a good time. But in my life, I have to kind of evolve, you know, myself as a content creator. I have to evolve. That's why I love doing scary content. I love when we do the milestone videos. I love when it's like challenging.
Yeah, I know, but with the music, bro, it depends the artist, bro.
It depends the artist. Does the artist bring the energy?
Oh. Yeah, but now you're saying Lil Peep and Juice, but they're not here with us.
No, I'm not saying that I'm fed up of reacting to them.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying it becomes robotic and there's not much more I can say. It's not much more I can add to the table.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
It's like you take a photo of the same thing every day. What are you taking a photo of every day, you? At work.
Cars, bro.
Okay, but imagine now you're doing different cars, right?
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It's cool.
Okay, imagine how your car dealership you're doing has the same one car.
Non-stop
every day. And that's the only car you're taking. Imagine, though. That's what it is. And I'm a creator, bro. Like, I need my juice. If I don't get it, man, I'm bored. And it's not because of the artist, not because we're doing reactions, not because of that. I just need that, like, juice, bro. And if I don't get it, then I'm like, you know, oh, we're doing another reaction. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where I come in when we're talking about, like, reactions and stuff like that, or content creator. And I feel like it's the same factor for any creator out there.
Yeah, it depends what they do, though.
Any creator? I guarantee you. It's kind of like when a director works on a movie for X amount of years. He's going to get fed up.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to jump on his next project. What happened with Game of Thrones Season 8, bro? The guy had a new project to work on Star Wars, man. He was fed up of Game of Thrones. He rushed it and he went on. It's the same thing, bro.
And then he got fired.
So hopefully we don't get discontinued. Like, we don't get,
No, but I know what you're saying. Like, it's always the same stuff. Like,
it's
repetitive. It, like robotic.
Yeah, it's the same shit every day. That's why I like bringing.
But like I said before, bro, it depends on the artist that brings what he brings on the table.
Well, you know what's good. We know what's good.
What?
When an artist does something different.
Yeah, of course, bro.
You know, when an artist does something different, or when it's a new artist. That's good. Because now it's like a fresh new idea. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You try a new place to eat. It's the best thing ever. Exactly. Yeah, you go to the same place every, like, you know, it's, it becomes a very, the taste is like, oh, I like it, but.
But it's true. Like, I'm going to bring back to the topic where people are like, oh, do this album.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, no, but for real, bro. Do this album. Okay, but we're going to do the album. We will do the album. But then we have zero content to build during the week. Because this whole album, you okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This whole album took our weekend off to finish it.
Absolutely.
And then we have zero content for the week.
Yeah.
And then we have zero uploads, nothing, you know?
So an album consists of what, Costa? Sorry,
guys. For a good album...
Explain how long does an album take for us?
Let's say the album is 59 minutes. It's going to take us 2 hours.
Right. Plus?
Plus the editing.
Plus the thumbnail. Upload. Plus yeah. Title, description.
Yeah.
Tags.
It takes time.
It takes at least, let's say, 3 to 5 hours to get one album processed and ready
That's
to go.
That's why when I look at albums and I see 20 albums, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing
songs,
this.
20 songs, you mean?
20 songs. Yeah, 20 songs, my bad. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this album, bro. Like, it's too long, bro.
As much as, you know, we want to listen to it and have a good time with you guys and even maybe go live sometimes to do them.
Sometimes I tell John, I'm like, yo, let's go to Kick on Tuesday and let's do the album live. Right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's absolutely... And having those guys like,
but that's where it comes to the struggle of content creating, bro. We can't do videos for the week.
We have none.
Like, try not to laugh.
We're done.
You know, like,
and by even that's the issue though.
More like commentary stuff. More
that's the
like,
issue though, because we promise we're giving those. Now that we do them, we're getting less and less because yeah, you know it's promises that we didn't know stuff. So they went somewhere else. I don't know. It hurts. It hurts at the end of the day, you know? Like, it's one painful process, to be honest. Like, these albums, these songs, and a lot of people are telling us, you know, stop music. You guys are wasting your time because what music is what at the end of the day?
Either way, I'm going to be honest, bro. Hip-hop is done. Music, I find music reactions are dying slowly.
Slowly.
But that's the thing. It depends who drops, bro.
Yeah, the drop saves.
Trending.
The drop saves.
Kendrick did the diss. Bro was trending. The whole album was trending.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, we did the diss.
Yeah, we did the album.
We did. Wait, don't go to the album yet. We did the diss. We did fantastic numbers.
Yeah.
But we were late.
But we were still late.
We were very late. Now we did the album. We
good numbers.
We wanted to post it to on a Saturday, which we decided not to.
Which diss? I'm talking about the Metro Boomin album.
Bro. Oh, that did fantastic. Sorry. No. Okay, that's good. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about J. Cole reply. The reply. So I'm gonna
yeah, but pay attention. J. Cole numbers doesn't do good on our channel.
That's another thing I want to talk about.
It doesn't do... It never did good.
Why?
The album... His previous album, did good.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
These are questions we got to talk. And at the end of the day, are you going to do something that gets you 1,000 views?
No, bro, because I'd rather do content that...
Gets you. Because a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you're doing it for the views. Obviously, I'm doing it for the views. What do you think I'm doing it for? Obviously, I want to reach clients and be like, yo, sponsor us, you know? What do you think they're going to sponsor us for 1,000 views? No, they're not. They're going to look at numbers and engagement and stuff like that. So,
true, that's what they check, though.
Like, yes, we are doing it for the views. We are doing it to connect with you guys. We are doing it for the entertainment value. But in the end, it's like, I feel you. Music is completely dying. But again, it's who drops.
Exactly. And then who's trending.
And who's trending.
It's exactly that, what's happening.
You know? So at the end of the day, like even Jonah Lucas, for example, he dropped and I wanted to do it, but I'm like, that's gonna fucking flop, bro, on our channel.
On the channel, hard, bro.
I'm gonna make a few of y'all happy, but it's gonna hurt the channel.
And then it's going to go.
And then we got to work twice as hard to kind of get those numbers right back up. You know?
True.
So I think as a content creator, it's important to be fresh, to be yourself. That's one thing I want to talk about again is, you know, we started this channel with music reactions. We are grateful.
Which will never stop, though.
No, we will never stop.
We're still going to continue the music reactions.
But at the end of the day,
we will be picky, bro.
We want to connect with those who follow the JK Bros versus those who follow the artist. Because at the end of the day, we want you guys to kind of understand where we're coming from, understand what we bring to the table. It's more like we're like a TV show. So whether we're reacting to your favorite artist or whether you're reacting to somebody you hate, we want you guys to obviously feel comfortable to be part of that, part of those segments. And that's where I want to be, right? That's where, and 10 years from now, I want people to be like, yo, this is the JK Bros. They made it because of themselves and not because of who they reacted to. And one comment I want to bring to the table, and I read it to you last time. It was a comment that we reacted to a Nuke's Top 5 video, and a lady said, why don't you come up with your own content?
Yeah.
All right. Now, numbers on a Nuke's Top 5 video or numbers...
Wait, don't you come up with your own content? Bro, say that to the other reactors that do the same shit, bro.
Right? But huh? But again, that's the other thing, right?
Yeah, continue.
Our videos that we do reactions on scary versus, let's say, we go ghost hunting or we go make a milestone video, which is our own original videos, or we bring something like the, you know, Not Another Paranormal, or, you know, the stuff that we do that's away from the music reactions or the scary reactions, our numbers are not as good as we do. They're not as good as, you know? So instead of watching a reaction to a Nuke's Top 5, the lady just watched and said comment, watch our original content, which is pretty much displayed on our main channel, and then talk to us, you know? I mean, it's a ball that's rolling, guys. We're enjoying it. The journey is incredible. What, the mic is going down?
Oh, you okay, bro?
Yeah, the mic is
You're fighting with the mic?
Yeah, a little bit. What's heavy mic, bro? What the f...
Yeah, bro, fix your mic, bro. Jesus Christ, bro. So, guys, the struggle of a content creator, bro. It's hard. It is hard.
Okay, can we stop being so deep, bro?
Who's deep?
We're deep, right? Like,
No, we're not deep, bro.
Is the camera good, do you think?
I think it's good, bro.
Yeah, same here. I think it's good, too. So those are the things that we want to talk about. The struggles of a content creator. Main idea is we're trying to do this full-time. Casa?
Yeah, we're trying to do this full-time. Make everybody happy. We laugh. And have a blast, bro.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
But the other issue is the making it full-time, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a...
We're 4 years in. We're hitting five. We're hitting 5 years in July. The family, the support, the love.
5 years or four?
5. 4 years was last year, huh? Yeah. The family, the love, the support has been incredible. Shout out to everybody that obviously joined us on Kick, Twitch, Discord. You know,
Patreon.
Obviously, exactly, Patreon. Patreon is something that we're going to be working on a lot, and we want to, guys, make
it... We want to build it very strong, Patreon.
Yes, very strong. But the support has been unreal. You have no idea, but the struggle has been real. Not because of you guys, but because of, you know, we want to bring originality to the table, and it becomes a little difficult when there's a lot of music reactions. And the other issue is monetization. I think that's a big topic. And sponsorship and all those things. But monetization is a main issue. A lot of people came up to me and asked, you know, I'm starting a music reaction channel. Like, how can I beat this copyright system? Is unfortunately, you can't. Oh,
buddy, you can't do nothing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you can. Just buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Do your reactions and pay the label, bro.
Exactly.
That's it, bro.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
You know, we gotta turn the steering wheel a little bit to kind of find ways to make money on these platforms. You know, this... Like stuff like this, like the podcast is monetized.
Exactly, bro. And then we can go full time, buddy.
Our ghost hunting is monetized. Exactly. So these things are something that we built, but it's very hard to get it out there, right?
Yeah.
So we need your help, guys. We need your help because at the end of the day, you know, We are growing. We're at 480,000 subscribers, close to 500.
Yeah, man. Close to the 500.
Close us. We're actually at the place where we wanted to
but
be.
But me, I said it, bro. Said it.
You said nothing, bro.
What?
You said nothing.
I said, bro.
Absolutely nothing,
bro. I said, bro.
What?
I don't know what I said, bro.
What did you say, bro?
I really don't remember what I said.
Well, you said you said.
I know.
But what did you say?
I forgot what I said, bro.
You always forget what you say.
I know, bro.
Yesterday, he's like, oh, we'll do this title today. I'm like, what did you say for the title?
We forgot.
No, you forgot.
You forgot.
What do you mean I forgot?
So, yeah, guys. That was the topic of the day, bro.
What topic of the day?
Today.
Today's topic, yeah, it was the
struggle of a content creator.
Bro. The struggle of a content creator, but also there's good sides of this, guys. The good sides you already know. I mean, that was established on the first podcast. But it's a fun journey for those who are interested to start their own journey on YouTube. It's an incredible journey. What do you like the most on YouTube? Being, you know, a YouTuber, you know, or being recognized or whatnot. What's this? Because we're 480, man, and we're bound to get recognized anywhere.
What I love doing?
Yeah, what's the most thing? What's the thing you like the most?
Yeah, I just love making people laugh, man.
So that's the thing we gotta focus on, man. I think we're being too pain in the butt with what we're doing.
I just love making people laugh.
Yeah.
We get these crazy messages that, bro, that we...
Save them.
Bro, yeah. I love seeing messages, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the goal of the channel.
Bro, it keeps me motivated. That's pushes the goal. Me, you know?
That's the goal of the channel from day one. Don't scream at me. That's the goal of the channel, though.
That's the goal of the channel, bro.
We're two goofballs, which that's who we are.
No. You're a goofball, not me, bro.
You like balls, or not?
No, I said you're a goofball, not me, bro.
Okay, we're not getting there, bro.
So, guys, what we were saying before the cameras cut is the cameras have only, what, 29 minutes?
Jesus Christ, man.
You gotta fix that, bro.
Yeah, it's something we gotta look into is extending these podcasts. The studio is not right, man. Like, that's another thing where we procrastinated, man, this whole thing. Is the studio is just not a comfortable. Like, we got these couches. Shout out to Valencia on that. But it's not a correct way to do it, man. One light source, two cameras. We removed the wide. But back to what we're saying is bringing positivity, bringing light. This channel is not supposed to be taken seriously, you know. At the end of the day, we're bringing comedic
bro,
value.
We're here for the entertainment, yeah, man.
We're not here for the entertainment. They're here for the entertainment. They're laughing at us. But, we want you guys to laugh at us. That's the whole point.
It's true, but that's what I'm trying to say,
that's
bro.
That's the whole thing, right? Like, we're dumb people. No, we're not dumb people.
Okay, you're dumb, bro. You gotta stop that, bro.
We're not dumb. Bro, we're not dumb. Dumb we're not dumb. But we say stupid stuff.
Yeah, we say dumb shit.
Like, you know, people take it to the...
Swear too, bro.
I'll beep you. Don't worry, man. But, well, you guys, a lot of people, like, don't understand that, especially first-timers. But to explain who we are, guys, we're the JK Bros. For those who are new, we're the JK Bros. We started doing music reactions. We explored different avenues on YouTube. We're more than just a reaction channel. That's what I want to bring to the... I want to talk about is people looking at us like we're reactors. But
no, we're not.
We're content creators. We could do a lot more than just sit down and, you know, nod our head, like, versus... these other, you know, like, you look at Noxiel, man, he's not a reactor, Noxiel, he's a rapper, you know what I'm saying? You look who else, for like example, No Life Shack is a reactor, that's the only thing he's doing,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But these other dudes that's reacting, that's doing other things, these people deserve the credit they deserve, man.
As a content creator.
Because they're doing more than they're
reacting.
Exactly.
I get what
that's
you're
who
saying.
We are. We're doing ghost investigations. We're doing skits. We're doing this podcast. We're doing what else, bro? When we're doing milestone videos, we don't just say thank you. We go an extra mile. We give you guys videos that's like to the top. The live streams, we're bringing values to it. When guys buckle up,
yo, now we're DJs, bro.
Now we're DJs. Yeah, we're bringing DJs.
Like, who would have thought, bro?
What else, bro? Like,
oh, with the hottest DJs out there, bro.
Bro.
Guys, book us.
Straight
trust
up.
Trust me.
These live streams, man. We're not just sitting down and doing... We're with you guys, you know? It's going to be a right and a half for the future. I have a good feeling it's going to be great. We got so many ideas that we dropped down on the paper and on notes that we're slowly investing our time with. We put a lot of money into this, too. You know, all these mics, all these lights, yeah, all these setups, my room, this, that. So, guys, so I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for the love and support. I know we started this podcast with a little heat and You know, we started with
the dark side of things.
But
Now it's going to go smooth.
I have a podcast, bro. What are you doing?
I don't know, bro. The mic, you got to be like, you
know, like. Straight up.
No, but I have a feeling it's going to go smooth with this podcast, bro. We just got to fix this little setup, what's going on.
Yeah.
You had a great idea right before the podcast
started.
That was a cool idea, bro.
Thank you.
Shout out to you, bro.
It takes, you know what it is? It takes the attempt of doing it to kind of figure it out.
Okay, yeah. No one asked, bro. But,
so mean. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm ready for the second podcast, bros. But we need like a little topic. What's going to be the next topic?
Well, you guys can use the comment section on YouTube.
Topics that we should talk, bro.
Yeah, a lot of, we did it last podcast we did is asking on Instagram, on Twitter, and all those spaces, you know, what you guys want us to talk about.
But I'm excited for the next topic, though. Next podcast.
I'm sorry that we went a little on the dark side here. The struggle of a content creator is a struggle. But we are an open channel. We are connected with you guys. We love you guys. So we're explaining our little issues that we're going through with life. And when life has issues, the content will have issues.
You're right, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to talk about is, you know, you want to talk about what we're getting? We got a new something?
No, you can't spoil nothing, bro. Why are you spoiling? You got to stop spoiling stuff, bro. You always spoil.
All right. What are we doing on this channel?
We're doing music reactions, bro.
All right. So this channel... We have multiple channels, first of all.
All right, guys, we got the gaming channel. All
right. We got the clips. Don't say it like that. Bro, Costa, man, you have to say it properly, bro.
Guys, we got the gaming channel, JK Bros Gaming. We got the JK Bros clips, the best moments of the JK Bros. Am I saying it good, bro?
Yeah, kind
of
boring, bro.
Sorry. Do it.
Bro, you have a Drake voice. You have like a monotone. We have an Eminem voice, bro.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, it's Drake. Yo, listen. We got the JK Bros Gaming. And we got the JK Bros clips.
Bro. Guys, make sure you go follow us on these channels, all right? There's multiple channels. Well, actually, there's only like three channels.
Bro, we got the clips. We got the gaming. We got... That's lives too,
yeah,
and we got the main one, JK Bros.
Yeah, the main one is gonna be having all kinds of cool content, guys. We're gonna continue with the music reactions, so if you have any requests, do spit them out. We're gonna be doing a lot more live streams like Tunes Days and DJing and all those things. We got vlogs that were coming up. You know, we're gonna go show you Montreal. We're gonna show you wherever. No, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna be doing a lot more tasty stuff, like going to restaurants,
food tasting. Which we gotta lose a bit of weight before to do the food tasting.
What else, Costa? We have the ghost investigation that we're working on.
Actually, we could do the food tasting, but we gotta be moderate with the food.
Yeah,
moderation.
Bro.
Is that the word?
Absolutely.
I think I said a good word, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, moderation, bro. You can't overkill it, bro. We're not a foodie channel.
At the movies, you over moderated, bro.
Bro, the guy yesterday at the movies, he thought whatever I took was for both of us. Did you realize that?
No.
Bro, he's like,
because he didn't see you take the same stuff.
But he thought it was for both of us.
No, because we took the same stuff, bro.
Guys, yesterday I took an extra large popcorn, butter on top. I should have said butter on the... I should have said in the middle, too. Because it was dry at one point.
Yeah.
M&M's. So, nibs. Nibs. Do you have nibs in the States?
Coke? I don't know. It's Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, but like tiny little pieces.
I think they
Diet Coke. Large one. A hot dog. Bro, the hot dog was so...
It wasn't good, bro. It wasn't good.
I want to say thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Costa.
Thank you,
We got John. This going. And expect every Wednesday we're going to drop an episode of a podcast, but we want your help to bring in this conversation. So
little topics
we could do 2-3 topics an episode, but we're going to say good day, good night, love y'all,
and see you on the next podcast.
Bros Talk is out.
The what?
I don't know. I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. My time, think it's my year, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah.
they feel it's my time, think it's my pen. Yeah.